KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. It's 43 degrees. We look for it to be cloudy today, a 50% chance of rain through early this afternoon. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Well, new and startup businesses in Iowa are invited to enter a contest for a chance to win up to $25,000. This marks the 12th year for the competition, sponsored by venture capitalist John Papajohn. Randy Pilkington, director of the John Papajohn Entrepreneurial Center at the University of Northern Iowa, says the judges will decide the top three submitted business ventures.
We give away $50,000, $25,000 for first, $15,000 for second, and $10,000 for third place.
The competition is designed to stimulate business development in the state and provide support for entrepreneurial ventures.
Any venture that's been in business for 4 years or less that's located in Iowa that's a newer startup business, we hope that they would consider entering.
Businesses entering the contest must submit an online application by May 15th.
After May, we narrowed the group down to maybe 15, 20, or 30 businesses, and then we take them through another round of interviews. And so that usually takes place until August, and then in September, the finals.
The winners will be recognized at a special awards luncheon on September 21st in Des Moines. A reminder from the Young Professionals Organization of Atlantic, and that is that nominations are due in by 5 o'clock today for the YPA's 4th Annual Awards Luncheon and Dessert Gala on April 28th. The awards are designed to recognize the achievement of young professionals who demonstrate a commitment to excellence and innovation in their profession and within the community. The awards are open to any young professional that is between the ages of 21 and 41 years of age as of January 1st of this year and either works or resides within Cass County. Young professionals may be nominated for their excellence in four different categories: newcomer, entrepreneur, business leader, and public servant. There will also be one YP Choice Workplace Award given that recognizes a company who effectively attracts, retains, and develops young professionals. Individuals can either nominate their company or another company, and companies must be Atlantic Chamber of Commerce members. To submit a nomination, go to www.atlanticiowa.com for a nomination form, or you can pick one up at the Chamber office at 102 Chestnut Street. But again, those forms must be in by 5 o'clock this afternoon. The YPA nominations will be reviewed by a selection committee, including a YPA representative, an Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce board rep, a member of CADCO, the Cass Atlantic Development Corporation, a City of Atlantic official, and an out-of-town guest. The YPA Dessert Gala and Awards is sponsored by Megan Roberts, State Farm. Well, police in Red Oak arrested a Cass County woman on a drug charge early Monday morning. 22-year-old Tara Lynn Waters of Griswold was taken into custody following a traffic stop at the intersection of Highway 48 and Ratliff Road at around 12:25 a.m. Monday. Waters faces a possession of controlled substance marijuana charge and was being held yesterday in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. A Pottawatomie County man is dead and a passenger on his motorcycle was injured during a collision Sunday afternoon in Mills County. The sheriff's office said yesterday Patrick Serrano Sr. of Council Bluffs died after being flown by helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. His passenger, Shannon Nibby of Council Bluffs, was transported by Glenwood Rescue to the same hospital. A report on her condition was not made available. Authorities say the accident happened around 1:50 p.m. Sunday at the intersection of 221st Street and Elrod Avenue north of Glenwood. A pickup driven by David Lawrence Jr. of Council Bluffs was traveling south on 221st Street and came to a stop behind a vehicle that was also stopped and waiting to turn left onto Elrod Avenue. The 2015 Harley-Davidson motorcycle driven by Patrick Serrano Sr. was southbound on 221st when it collided with the rear of the pickup. The investigation was handled by the Mills County Sheriff's Office. The driver of an SUV was injured during a single vehicle accident with a trapped occupant Sunday morning in Page County. Page County Sheriff's officials said yesterday the deputies responded to the scene in a field on the east edge of Shambaugh off Highway 71 just before 8 a.m. Sunday. The driver of the 2011 Ford Edge, 30-year-old Alexander Woodruff of Newmarket, was flown by helicopter to Omaha for treatment of unknown injuries. The Clarinda Police and Fire Departments, Brattyville Fire Department, and Clarinda Ambulance assisted at the scene. A traffic stop last Thursday afternoon southwest of Cromwell in Adams County resulted in the arrest of a man from Union County. Adams County Sheriff's official said Monday 57-year-old Dennis Brown of Creston faces charges that include two counts of possession of drug paraphernalia. He was pulled over near 190th and Vanilla Avenue in Adams County just after 3 p.m. Thursday and transported to the Adams County Jail, where his bond had been set at $300. Two Glenwood residents were arrested on separate charges over the past few days. The Glenwood Police Department said Monday 32-year-old Justine Banks had been arrested Friday on a Pottawatomie County warrant for theft, with her bond set at $5,000. And on Sunday, 18-year-old Dylan Barrett was arrested for burglary in the third degree, along with possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $5,300. And the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that an Underwood woman was arrested Friday afternoon for harassment in the first degree and disorderly conduct following a disturbance between two women at a residence in Underwood. 36-year-old Joni Lee Sands was taken into custody at around 4:20 p.m. Friday. Two juveniles at the scene were placed into protective custody and then transported to Children's Square. In other news, as a courtesy to the Nebraska Department of Roads, the Iowa Department of Transportation reports Phase 1 preservation work will require closing the outside lanes of the U.S. Highway 275 South Omaha Veterans Bridge beginning at 9 a.m. on April 3rd. The lane closures are necessary for application of a protective coating to the steel truss and epoxy polymer lay overlay to the bridge deck surface. The bridge will be closed to all pedestrian traffic. The Phase 2 work will require closing the inside lanes of the U.S. 275 bridge. All work is anticipated to be completed this fall. McGill Restoration Incorporated is the contractor for the project. And again, that begins on April 3rd. The Iowa legislature has voted to let county treasurers in Clay and Carroll counties issue driver's licenses and handicapped parking permits.
In the summer of 2016, the DOT decided to make cuts to certain services, and the DOT license station in Spencer and in Carroll County were both cut.
That's Representative Megan Jones of Sioux Rapids. The bill passed the House unanimously over a month ago, and it passed the Senate Monday without a dissenting vote. Senator Michael Breitbach, a Republican from Strawberry Point, says the bill will take effect when the governor, as expected, signs it into law.
This bill would allow them to issue licenses from their courthouses and allow residents of those two counties to again be able to get their renewals in county.
Clay and Carroll counties will join the list of 83 other Iowa counties where the county treasurer has the authority to issue driver's licenses and handicap permits, as well as non-operators identification cards. Last year, Iowa DOT officials asked legislators to provide enough money to cover negotiated salary increases for DOT staff. Republicans balked, and in the end, about half as much as DOT requested was provided. On August 31st, the DOT closed the driver's license stations in Carroll and Spencer, as well as seven other DOT maintenance garages. Those moves paired nearly 100 full-time workers from the DOT's payroll. And state tourism officials say they're fielding hundreds of phone calls, emails, and Facebook messages suggesting that people are canceling trips to Iowa because of comments made by Congressman Steve King. On March the 12th, King tweeted that, quote, "We can't restore our civilization with somebody else's babies." King has said in national media interviews that he stands by the remark and that it wasn't about race. For the second Monday in a row yesterday, Governor Branstad distanced himself from King's comments.
"I'm a strong supporter of tourism in Iowa, and I think we need to continue to work together in a very positive way to bring tourists and jobs to the state. And I don't think the words of one person, even somebody that's a congressman, should deter anybody from coming to Iowa and seeing the friendliness and hospitality and also just the opportunities that are here."
Branstad, though, describes himself as a team player, and he will not suggest King be ejected from the GOP.
"I don't believe in burning bridges."
According to the Des Moines Register, some participants in the Register's annual Great Bike Ride Across Iowa, or RAGBRAI, are canceling because this year's route passes through King's congressional district. This past Saturday, King tweeted a link to an online opinion piece which praised King for issuing a Paul Revere-like warning about the dangers of low birth rate among American citizens. The article, which was written by a former Republican colleague of King, suggested the Iowa congressman was a, quote, "victim of the merchants of globalism." Our news was brought to you this morning by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.